for 15,000 uniforms was passed that very afternoon to Schaeff, the Supreme Headquarters Allied Expeditionary Force. Unfortunately, there were not enough small sizes, because the average French male was distinctly shorter than his American contemporary. De Gaulle's meeting with the two American generals took place in the Ministry of War in the Rue Saint-Dominique. This was where his short-lived ministerial career had begun in the tragic summer of 1940, and he had returned there to emphasize the impression of continuity. His formula for erasing the shame of the Vichy regime was a majestically simple one. The Republic has never ceased to exist. De Gaulle wanted Eisenhower to keep Leclerc's division in Paris to ensure law and order, but since some of Leclerc's units had now started to move out, he suggested that perhaps the Americans could impress the population with a show of force to reassure them that the Germans would not be coming back. Why not march a whole division, or even two, through Paris on its way to the front? Eisenhower, thinking it slightly ironic that de Gaulle should be asking for American troops to establish his position firmly, turned to Bradley and asked what he thought. Bradley said that it would be perfectly possible to arrange within the next couple of days. So Eisenhower invited de Gaulle to take the salute, accompanied by General Bradley. He himself would stay away.